Markets step back, take a deep breath, and prepare for the long holiday weekend. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. We noticed that starting on Thursday, markets kind of stepped back, took a deep breath as they prepared for the long holiday weekend. John Dick is with Swenson Investments and Commodities based out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, as he looks over what's going on in the cattle market.
Yeah, definitely one of the quieter cattle days we've had in a little while, starting off in the fats, a little bit lower in the box beef yesterday, 411 in the choice, 387 in the select, kind of like what you said, waiting for more cash to develop as we go into that deliverable period here. Feeders, just to kind of, step back maybe 1,000 feet and take a look at where we are, over the month, September feeders up almost $35 a hundred. So, definitely some really great strength there with the border closed.
And as we look over the hog market, we see future prices been trending higher here the last few trade days. Cash front as well, a little bit higher, but when it comes to the pork cutouts, we've been seeing that trending a little bit lower. What's the story here?
Yeah, we got really nice rebound in this chart for these hogs. Even got some deferreds out to February breaking contract highs. Funds still hold a really nice long position in those. Obviously not near where our summer highs were, but definitely playing catch up.
And on the grain fronts, we've been seeing some pretty good demand, especially when you start looking over our export numbers.
Yeah, for sure. That continues to be the question mark with this the market. Generally, we're not as competitive on the corn export market this time of the year, but currently from the numbers I've been seeing, 25 to 30 cents under Brazil's corn,
which has been helping our corn market. With your farm news updates, I'm Keith Lundberg.